Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? And we are brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome on a Game Show Wednesday, Cakes.
And Game Show Wednesday is so big that it's sponsored by MGM National Harbor's Poker Room. Lucky table drawings today, 10:15 a.m. to 10:15 p.m. Oh. Every 2 hours, if your table is drawn, everybody at the table pockets $200. Ooh. And this Sunday, don't sleep on the 50K guaranteed prize pool tourneyment$350 buy-in tourney that starts at 11 a.m.
Nice.
Very cool.
So I will be there, and hopefully I'll be at one of the lucky tables a bit later today.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I haven't hit the lucky table promotion yet.
I don't see your backpack.
I left it in my car.
Oh, you forgot your
chips.
Not like you.
I have my chips.
It's not like you to do that.
In
just
my
left
car.
The chips right there with the valet.
I trust that the valets at Homewood Suites is going to be protected. It's all good.
I get sized when Chris is like waiting
money.
Right there
Chris,
at the corner for me.
Just
I think he's
dude.
Figured out that I roll a little bit later than you guys.
Yep.
And I get there right around 5:48.
Yes.
Chris is right there.
Yep.
Like I almost can't get out of the car fast enough. He's about ready to open the door.
Yeah, just ready to take
boom.
It and pull it around the corner.
Did you guys see
what Sweets is nice too? You know what's going to happen? Sometimes a little hungry, and Kava and Shake Shack, which are right next to Homewood Suites,
yep,
aren't open until 10:30 and 10:45 respectively. But they actually sell food inside Homewood Suites.
Of course they do. They're a hotel.
You know, you mentioned a casino real quick. I know we're going to play the game, but the story of the Bellagio chef that was busted for stealing $2,000 worth of lobster tails.
Wow. Did
you hear about
this? I had not heard this.
Alex Hernandez was detained by hotel security when he was spotted putting 25 lobsters in his backpack.
That's quite a backpack.
Before he was walking out the back door.
That's the world's biggest backpack.
Yeah. And
was it a little black backpack?
Apparently, they say each lobster tail was valued at about $75 each, which is, close to $2,000.
Sounds like wildly overpriced.
Well,
it is
Vegas.
That's true.
But
that's a good point.
Here's a question. Do you think he was stealing those to then flip them and resell them, or is he stealing them to have a big party?
I hope he was stealing them to have a big party.
What do you
probably
think?
For a big party, I would guess.
He's probably going to pummel them himself.
You think he was going to pummel?
Yeah.
25?
Is there a big lobster tail black market?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think you can go to any grocery store and get a lobster tail.
He's probably having a tiger viewing party.
He's having a tiger party?
Yeah. Want to hook his boys
up. It sounds like somebody that I know that used to work at a barbecue/steak restaurant who might have gone into the freezer and stuffed some fillets down his pants and then walked out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
I know this person.
By the way, this doesn't happen in MGM National Harbor, but this is happening at National Harbor, and
yes.
I've already seen some social media on it. Nick Walenda is bringing, I believe it's called Big Top Circus. I might be wrong, but
right.
There's a different circus coming to town because Ringling Brothers are out of business,
yeah,
right?
They're finished. They're
Barnum and Bailey, they're done.
Done.
So I think it's called the Big Top Circus. It might be a different title there. But Nick Walenda's at National Harbor,
right?
And he's going to be walking across two buildings, just 90 feet. And what they say, the diameter of the wire is the size of a nickel.
I've seen these buildings that you talked
about. I saw
Annie
Yu was doing some bit on social media where she was doing it. We need people who are watching it. I think it's going to happen. Drab, is it happening at 9 a.m. this morning?
I think 8 or 9.
Maybe we can get a call in, like, update.
Well, what I wanted to do was, like, maybe do, a Facebook Live thing or something. But the problem is, what if the guy donks off?
He's not going to.
Is he using a safety harness?
No safety harness, just the big long pole.
Dude. The pole hooks him.
He's just hooked by the pole.
So he's seriously just going to push this no safety harness bit till he retires or donks
it'll
off.
It'll be 99% accurate. But that 1%, that's the day.
Right. It's
that's
like Cake's betting it all every time. He's betting it all every
lost
time.
The big loser. I've seen these buildings that you're talking about at National Harbor, and I've seen the Ferris wheel. I've never been to that part of National Harbor.
Never?
I've only been.
You never been to the Gaylord?
Never. I've only seen it from a distance.
Oh, so you haven't been to any of the restaurants?
Dude, he only goes to one thing. He's the most single-minded person ever.
I go straight to MGM National Harbor. My car has no choice.
So you never went before the MGM was opened?
Obviously. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Some good restaurants.
Cakes did that bit yesterday where the show ended and he had to go to Pennsylvania to help his mother-in-law do some stuff, you know? And he's such a
My stepmother. But stepmother,
yeah,
right.
Same thing.
Yeah.
When was this?
Yesterday. After the show. But Cakes has a bit, and I like to break his balls for it. And maybe we all do it, but he's just verbal with it. Like, as soon as the show's in, I can't do the promo. I got to get out of here. I'm going to Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
That guy.
Time's a wasting.
He does not like to mess around. I almost get the sense you hate driving, or I don't know what
no,
it
no,
is.
No, I don't hate driving.
You just like to get in from
He's
fine.
Just anxious. He's
no,
anxious
I'm fine
about
with
traffic.
Driving. But if I know that I have to drive from where the car is parked at Homewood Suites,
mm-hmm.
another added value
plug.
All
the way to PA.
All the way to Martinsburg, Pennsylvania.
It's 2 hours?
It's two plus.
And then on the way back, it's
and on the way
two
back,
plus.
It's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Right, you're just
and
anxious.
That's with me driving pretty aggressively.
So what time did you get home?
Last night I got home at around
7 o'clock,
6:45.
Well, you know what? You're a good man.
He is a good man.
That's
but I just
quick.
Get a kick out of how, like today he's probably going to MGM. He will be here for zero small talk.
Because I will do the promo because I haven't done it yet.
You don't have to. I'll do it for you.
Promo,
I got you.
I'll do whatever
he
work
likes
responsibility.
To be racer.
I'm not saying that.
He wants to get to that table as quick
he,
as possible.
But when he gets it in his mind that he's going to be somewhere.
I mean, if I had my druthers, I would be at MGM at 10:15. But I can't get there that quickly because that's when the first lucky table drawing happens.
It'll be more like 10:22.
I'm going to miss the first drawing by like 8 minutes. And I'm going to be
Is it
going to
kill you?
I'll be sold. No, I wouldn't have won it anyway.
You
I'm not
can
that lucky.
Make it there at 10:15 because when I went to buy that Valentine's
Impossible.
Day gift over at MGM, I think I made it there by 10:15. If you roll out of here right at 9:56, get your car at 10, you're there by 10:15.
Yeah,
you
know, but
there might
I have
be
to
a
be
way.
Seated at the table. It's a whole thing.
Not in terms of being seated at the table. Okay, that's different. But I mean in the building.
Did we talk about that tweet that I think it was a tweet that Leontis put out there like a month or two ago about kind of rethinking different ways to alleviate traffic concerns here? And one of the ideas that he supports, I believe, is gondolas.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, really?
Like
high-speed gondolas?
Like a ski resort? But like gondolas to like I think from like Crystal City to like Georgetown
right.
or something or whatever
I've seen
it was.
Those.
Are there high speed gondolas?
I don't know if they're high speed.
I don't know.
But then that brings in
there.
The whole idea of like monorail or something
right.
like
Hyperloop.
That. Yeah. But do you think maybe we could get like a gondola or a monorail from this area to the MGM?
I would be sized.
You know how sized you would be?
5 minutes.
You get there in 5 minutes.
Leave my car valet parked for the Homewood and take a gondola? Of course I'm
What's the
do
other
that?
Term for the gondola?
I don't know.
Why am I forgetting what it's called?
A tram? Monorail?
Monorail's different.
A gondola is when the things hang.
Yeah.
It's just like
on
a,
the wires.
Like
yeah,
a,
sure.
Like a big
up in
bus.
The mountains.
Like a big bus on a wire.
Getting the name
right? That's how I would describe
Air trolley?
It.
I don't know.
Cable car.
Cable car.
Cable car.
That's good pole draft for. T-shirt.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 and top five, the listener's challenge of junkie. There'll be a category. You go through the top five. We give the listeners the benefit of winning if they simply close out a category.
Yes. And the first listener is playing for Imagine Dragons picks.
God, the same donks. All right, let's go. Keith and Laurel. Hey, Keith, what's up, buddy? God bless you, man.
Prize pigs.
Keith, what is the best prize you've ever won on this radio show?
I think it's you, too.
You two tickets?
That's pretty good.
That's solid.
I think you can only win tickets or anything once every 3 months. They have some sort of policy here. They keep track of it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You think these demons don't want to find a way around
they,
that?
They have workarounds. I'm
probably
sure.
Are you kidding?
Keith, you want a challenge?
Yeah, why couldn't you change your address or
your wife's name?
These guys are pros.
Send it to your buddy's house.
Keith, who do you want to challenge in top five?
Orange Pappy.
Pappy Bish. All right, Pappy Bish.
All right, Keith, I have the top five rated television shows of 2017, according to Nielsen. Top five television shows. This is like the average, ooh, not like an individual episode. You can lead off. Can you get one of the top five?
I'm not sure how the game's played.
You have to give me one of the top five rated TV shows of 2017.
How do you not get this concept?
You've won contests before?
Can it be on the cable?
Oh,
well, you can guess.
I wish there was a cable wrapped around my neck. Next contestant, he doesn't understand how to play.
Thank
just
you, Valdez.
Can't play.
Let's go to Mike in Frederick. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good Mike, morning, Junks.
Who do you want to challenge?
Cakes.
All right, you've had time to think about it. Top five TV
I'm
shows.
I'm requesting a different category.
2017. Mike,
I want
you
a different
lead
category.
Off.
Well, you're pretty good at this. Maybe not. I don't know.
I am not. I don't know TV.
I will just lead off with the Super Bowl.
I said not an individual show.
It's got to be a series.
Like a series?
Yes.
All right. You got to think again.
But Mike is.
All right. But Mike's leading
Mike.
Off.
Go ahead, Mike.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is not in the top five.
You're a winner.
You win.
Can
you hear your speculation, though?
I would go with any show with NCIS in the title.
NCIS number five.
I would say Big Bang Theory.
Number two.
All CBS products.
Hold on. This is
top
rated.
Top five rated TV
the Bachelor.
Shows in 2017. No, not in the
Survivor.
Top.
Survivor.
The Voice.
Neither of those were in the top ten. Sunday Night Football was number one.
Ah, I forgot. Yeah.
The rest, one's an ABC show.
What about
I think
wrestling?
Been around for
yeah,
years.
WWE, like Raw or something?
Not in the top ten. Hmm. The Good Doctor and Young Sheldon. So Big Bang spinoff is in the top five.
America is so dumb.
How does Young Sheldon get in the top five?
I don't get it.
Just wait till next year. Memphis Street Outlaws. That'll be in there.
Us was number six. Walking Dead, number eight. Right. Averages 14.7 million viewers per week.
A lot of people.
All right. We didn't even get one winner.
That's fine. Zombies. We'll just keep the prize.
We'll come back, play some more top five.
No!
We did one category.
Oh,
that was 2 minutes, dog.
Oh, just throw the phone
we'll
number
do
out.
Do it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Have a little squabble with our producers because I think the whole Nick Wallenda doing a high wire act in our backyard is somewhat interesting. And the local news channels are out there, and I brought this up a couple days ago, and I guess we're not going to send anybody out. Pete's here. He's like, oh, I can go out there and do Facebook Live. Pete is always a go-getter.
But
the problem is he has to do an update.
He's got to do updates.
He's actually an essential employee here.
Like he was actually doing like a play-by-play for Cakes and I.
It sounded silly.
Of course it did. He's like, I'll get the camera out and do Facebook Live.
Yeah.
But what I'd say now is, if you're there, because apparently a crowd is gathering at National Harbor.
Right.
For Nick Wallenda, you can call in and let us know what's
so
going on.
So how far is the distance that he's actually...
I think it's only 90 feet.
Man, it's about
But it's between
only
buildings.
90 feet.
And how high up is he?
They don't have true high-rises over there, I would say. I mean, MGM National Harbor's
or something.
Pretty high. I would say it's in that 5 to 10
yeah,
story
but
range.
Yeah, enough to donk you off if you fall off your so nickel-sized hail wire.
He's not going to fall.
It's a
I
nickel.
Know, he's an
well,
expert.
He goes over the Grand Canyon and
yeah,
Niagara Falls.
He's a genius.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah, well.
That cable was a lot bigger than a nickel when he walked over,
I'm guessing
over,
he won't
right?
make that mistake today.
I don't know. I don't recall the width of the cable.
You want to send AWOD out there.
It's over because
AWOD. Drabby, you want to tell us why on record why you don't want to do it?
His car is 10 minutes away, so it's apparently starting at 8:45. Might not be able to make it.
Drabby, why don't you want to send AWOD?
No, this whole thing, it was a last-minute send AWOD. JP asked me to book Nick Wallenda on the show. I called them, put a couple requests, and didn't hear anything about it. To be honest, didn't care that much because it's Nick Wallenda.
You know what? It's because Drabby doesn't care. That's what it is.
I know,
that is what it is.
6 minutes ago, he's screaming, let's send AWOD. He's walking in 10 minutes.
Jason, we just go back to your saying, you can't care about the people / things
you don't care about.
I'll say this in defense of JP. He's been talking about Nick Wallenda for several days now. He has been talking about it. He's wanted to do something with it. I was totally fine. I thought we could send somebody up there and have some video. I was just afraid if the guy did fall, would we be on some sort of liability?
Well, I'll be honest. When I heard he was at MGM National Harbor,
yeah,
piqued my interest. Then when I heard he was just at National Harbor, lost all the interest. All the interest straight out the window.
They are attached. I know that you've seen that Ferris wheel,
they're not
wheel,
attached.
Right?
They're in the same vicinity.
Okay.
Not attached at all.
Not attached, fine. But you've seen the Ferris wheel,
yeah,
right? You're aware of where it is.
Yeah, you know where I've seen it? From my car, circling around towards the casino.
You've stayed in a room at MGM National Harbor, right?
Correct.
When you look outside, you can see National Harbor and you see Potomac.
Don't. I look out and I see the silly, I see the Washington Monument and I see the Potomac.
Why can't we
I look the silly direction.
Well, if you look to the left out of those rooms,
yeah,
if you can see the Washington Monument, you can see the Ferris wheel.
I look in the silly direction towards D.C.
What were we going to say, Jay?
At the very least, just have a listener call in.
That's what I'm saying. Hopefully somebody is paying attention.
Scene.
If you're listening... And you're there.
This will sound morbid, but what if, just our luck, it'll be the time that he actually does.
He's not going to
fall. If he falls and donks off, Drab's fired.
Sure.
Fired.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You should quit. Okay. You should quit.
If he falls off and donks
you'll
off,
quit.
I'll quit.
But we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
He's got the 30-foot-long pole.
I'm sure it's a sham. The guy's, it's a silly skill.
We're all
sounds
lemmings.
Like riveting radio. AWOD giving play-by-play of a guy on a tight
rope. You know what?
I'm kind of
on your side, Drab.
Okay.
We've done much worse.
Yeah,
he's walking slow.
I won't disagree
with that.
Walking
slower.
Yeah. Listen, you got to trust our instincts. Okay, you just got to trust us.
Yeah. You should have. You should have planned it out 2 days ago, and not just say try to get Nick Willenda on the show.
Wow.
JP wanted him there. He should have said, "Let's set a whole segment up and build around it." Yeah. You just kept talking.
Listen, I don't want to embarrass Drab, but it was kind of talked about some ideas that we could do potentially. It's fine. You passive aggressive on it. You didn't really want to do it.
Yeah, you're kind of right about that.
I know. You're not into, that's not somewhat fascinating to you when a guy's putting his life on a line like that? For, it's a 5 minute thing or whatever. That's not fascinating
Here's
to you
when
for
he
5 minutes?
Here's what he puts life on the line when he ditches the pole. When he throws, when he gets up,
going to do that.
When he gets up on the wire and throws the pole down, that's when he's really risking his life.
Here's how hard it is. If he does the slack rope. Do that.
Right. I know he
would
can't
anybody
do that.
In the country
no,
do
he's not that,
that
silly.
No, because you couldn't stay up there.
Those guys that do those slack ropes, like in the, you know, all the hippies that do that.
Yeah, they can't do that. No. We'd fall in 2 seconds.
Only hippies do that, right?
I'm looking at the pictures just from like Annie Yu's timeline.
Get Annie to call in. You know what? Get Annie to call in.
I'm texting her right now,
Rick. Yeah, I mean, but my God.
The wire is so small.
Salty. It's a nickel.
It's so small. I don't think I could stand on that thing for 2 seconds.
Of course you couldn't. You're not a Willenda.
I'm sure you're
a flame.
Coordinated. your gimp knee will buckle.
You got a bad knee and your last name is a Willenda.
How long? The trick is that dumb pole, right? How long is the pole?
Looks like 22
it's,
feet.
It's 30 feet wide.
That's the answer.
Wouldn't that be awesome if it was 22 feet? Oh, funny.
Oh, just stop over there. You know what? The whining face
I mean, look
is
at that.
Valdez.
Look at that mug
just,
on Valdez.
You know, it's just more work
honestly,
for Drabby.
I'm not whining. I don't care. If you guys want...
It's fine. Just get Annie on. She give us an update. I don't like
this
the face
is Matt
from
Valdez.
Valdez. Silent joning.
Valdez, what do you think about this?
I think if we had a camera crew from NBC Sports Washington down there...
You could have done a whole thing.
It could have been better, but just AWOD yapping on the phone... You know, describing what he's doing.
Pete.
Well, even Pete.
The play-by-play guy.
Well,
even
Pete can't go. He's got updates.
I know.
Well, and Pete's a great broadcaster, but, I mean.
Hey, you know
it's
what
a
we could
opportunity.
Do? We should let
right.
AWOD do the updates. God, he would be so terrific.
Now, that would be newsworthy.
Now, if AWOD was there taunting him and playing this, I would be butt-sized.
Jump. That's a good bit. I can get behind this bit.
You see, look how much we made of this without even sending somebody.
Good bit.
Again, he's defying death when he ditches the pole. When he does that, color me
his
super impressed.
His grandpa died.
I know. I've seen the video. It's
in
Puerto
Rico.
It makes my palms sweat.
He had the pole. He did the same bit.
If we want to see someone walking slow, we'll just look at you, EB, go to the coffee room.
And by the way, is that called Big Top Circus? I've already forgotten the name of it.
Big Apple.
Big Apple,
Big Apple
right?
Circus. There you go.
Yeah. You're thinking of Top Hat Lawn Service.
Right.
That That's was what you and I
our
had.
Lawn service where we had 10 lawns until we killed half of them.
If that.
All right. Top five, real quick. Who's our next contestant?
All right. Let's go to Dakota. Dakota?
Dakota Fanning. Silly.
Dakota, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Dakota, who would you like to challenge in top five?
Let me get Bickle.
Taking on Bickle, we will go with the AP top five college basketball teams. Right now, you will lead off, Dakota.
You go Virginia.
They are number one.
Michigan State.
They are number two. Back to you, Dakota.
Villanova.
They're number
Villanova.
Four.
Eh, don't know now. Now I'm in trouble.
Now you got to guess one.
You said Villanova?
Mm-hmm. Yes. UVA, Michigan State, Villanova off the board.
A lot of pressure. If you get one, a lot of pressure on him to get the fifth because he's got to close out the category.
Damn it. Kansas.
No, number three, Xavier. Number five, Duke. He's a winner.
Duke
he gets
is
a pair
still
of tickets.
Up there in the top five? Wow.
He's going to see Imagine Dragons live in concert July 2nd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets on sale now through Live Nation and the Jiffy
Congratulations,
Lube Live box
buddy.
Office. But win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. All right, we got the Caps Jets tickets to give away now. Who's our next contestant?
Still more?
Oh.
All right, let's go. Justin, Front Royal.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Justin, who do you want to challenge in top five?
You could challenge someone else.
I'll take Cakes.
Good.
All right, Cakes. We talked.
Your odds are good, Justin.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Wizards. They're going to win. They are averaging 30 assists per game.
Yes.
Without John Wall. I'm not going to go with team assists, but I'm going to go with team points per game. Top five NBA teams in terms of scoring.
Oh, I think I'll
points per game. Justin, you lead off.
Warriors.
Yes, they average 116.2 points per game. They're number one in the NBA. Cakes?
Oh, this team's got to be number two, the Houston Rockets.
They are number two, average 114 points per game. Back to you, Justin.
Toronto.
They are number three.
Wow.
A little better. All right, so the Raptors.
You got to stick in Western Conference, I would assume.
All right, let's recap. Warriors, Rockets, Raps, top three.
Yep. I'm
trying to fill.
I know you
trying
are.
To go
it's
through the Mets Rolodex
Gates
here.
Gates is in the tunnel.
Who else is a silly top scoring team? I don't think the Spurs are. Who else? The Phoenix Suns.
Are you kidding me? Jason all over number four. New Orleans.
The Pelly's number four. He's a winner.
And the Cavs number five.
He gets
man,
a pair
we're
of tickets.
Giving out all kinds of prizes today.
He's going to see the Caps take on the Winnipeg Jets March 12th at the Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office. But you can win your way in with a 106.7 The Fan. Everybody scores against the Suns. I guess the Suns aren't.
Yes.
One of the,
yeah,
that's the problem.
There's been a few games where they had like 60 and 58.
Yeah,
and
I forgot about those.
80.
Forgot about those clunkers.
The Wizards are the 10th highest scoring team in the NBA. But what we've seen without John Wall, now 10-3 without Wall, is they are the best passing team in the NBA right now in this 13-game sample.
What are their and assist numbers in the 13 games?
They're averaging 30 assists per game.
30.
And they had 30 assists last night. And it's not just Satoransky, it's Bradley Beal, who's averaging about 7 assists per game in the month of February. Without John Wall in the lineup, he's stepped up.
That's up 2 assists per game since Wall got hurt.
And you just can notice the style of play. The ball bounces around. They move the ball around better. And EB brought this up during the break and wanted to kind of explore this with our listeners at 800-636-1067. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Do you think deep down John Wall is feeling a little jealous that the guys are winning so many games without him?
Well, is he happy that they're, what are they now, 11-3 or 10-3? Is he thrilled that they're 10-3? I'm going to say
thrilled.
No. He's not thrilled.
He's happy
that they're doing okay, but he would much rather them hover around 500.
Well, look, he's a competitor. He's got an ego.
Of course.
Yeah. I would agree. He's not thrilled.
Right. So does anybody disagree with that?
But let me ask you this.
Does anybody disagree with that? Because I know if you ask him, he will say, of course I'm happy.
On the happy scale, would he be happier if they were 0-13 in that stretch than just middle of the road and they were still staying where they were in the standings?
Well, that would be really powerful for his ego.
Right.
No, he would not be happy.
He would not be happy.
No, but
that.
It's just going to make it tough for him.
Because then you're falling out of playoff contention. I mean, it's a disaster.
I think the perfect scenario.
For the actual ego, man, that would be big.
It would be important.
I think I'd feel pretty good.
I think that the perfect sort of compromise.
Yeah, but you missed the playoffs. Yeah, you're going to feel good missing the playoffs.
Maybe not.
Yeah, but
at
you
0
missed
13.
The playoffs because you weren't there.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not to be completely discounted.
Hollow,
I don't think he's that selfish.
I think
maybe he doesn't really care about the playoffs. He wants to rest the knee. He's fine.
I think the compromise
spend
is
his money.
He would love to have seen them just hang in there, stay competitive, hover around 500,
7-6,
hanging around.
the fact that they're actually thriving, everyone's talking about it, everyone's eating, everyone's happy, there's smiley faces, leading the league in assists and everything. There's no way it is heart of hearts, deep, deep down, if you hooked him up to a lie detector, that he's thrilled about it. There's just no way.
Let's get Robert Smith over there to the Capital One.
And then kind of the follow-up question is,
will he adapt?
When John returns to the lineup,
yeah.
So believe the timeline was 6 to 8 weeks, and now we're at about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So in a couple of weeks, he may be able to return to the lineup. And you're going to want him back before the playoffs because he'll definitely be healthy by the playoffs. I think we're about a month and a half, 2 months in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say he sits out another month. Will he adapt? Will he fit in with this new style of basketball where the ball is moving a lot more?
Because can you imagine this? This is the worst case scenario. So they're thriving. And let's say they finish 15-5 or something while John's out. That's just rough numbers. And then he comes back in, and then they start losing, and people are grousing. They're unhappy. There's more subtweeting going on. All of a sudden, it starts to go bad. That could happen.
Certainly could happen.
What if they beat the Warriors tonight, and they're 11-3? They've beaten the Warriors, the Bucks, the Raptors, the Cavs, the Thunder.
The new-look Cavs, too.
Yeah.
What if they – I mean, I don't think they'll beat the Warriors tonight, but what if they do?
I don't know.
Then that chatter gets louder.
Do you think that John's rooting for them to beat the Warriors?
No, I do not.
Right?
I do not think
yes,
that.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
I think he is.
Cakes.
Maybe I'm naive and stupid.
Cakes.
Come on, man.
Does anybody think John
wants the team to do well, even if he's sidelined?
I think so, too. Because I think he knows when he comes back, it's going to be
not this well. And it helps, he don't want him to do this well.
It helps their playoff positioning.
I'm with you.
To get wins.
I don't think anybody wants your team to do dramatically better without you. It's
correct.
Not like they're staying the course. They're dramatically better right now, playing better and getting results without him.
Right, I don't have the exact percentages in front of me, but they're playing close to, I'm guessing,
750 or whatever that is.
Yeah, like they're, and before they were slightly above 500.
Basically unsustainable, but still.
Right. I mean, think about it. They are 11 games above 500 right now. Right, and they are 10-3 or 11-3 without him. So the vast majority of those games above 500 is without him.
Here's the question: it'll be very simple. A couple questions: is John Wall happy that they're thriving to this extent deep down? B: what happens when he comes back? Does he adapt his game, or do they go back to the old poop whiz? Which is possible. The old poop, a little better than 500 whiz that lose all the time to the poop teams. And, you know,
That's a great question.
Those are sort of like two or three questions.
I mean,
think
about it. The Wizards might be the Rockets 110 straight. But outside of the Rockets, the Wizards might be the hottest team in the league.
Second hottest team in the league.
Because they've won. How many teams have won 11 or 14?
Yeah.
Not many.
Utah.
Yeah.
How many have they won?
We're going to do that when we come back. We're going to bang out your calls. 800-636.
All right. So second or third.
They're one of the hottest teams for sure.
800-636-1067. Wizards fans are banging out your calls next.
We have to thank our friends at Bethesda Bagels for providing breakfast for the Junks. You can go to BethesdaBagels.com for all the information you need, including catering info. If you're having a big get-together or something going on at the office, just go to BethesdaBagels.com. Let them take care of it. They'll bring a great spread for you and your office mates, BethesdaBagels.com. Thank you. Thank you again.
So the Wizards had another big win last night, took on the Bucks. If you look at the Eastern Conference standings right now, the Wizards are the 4 seed, just a half game behind the Cleveland Cavaliers. Had they lost last night, there would have been a true jumble. Milwaukee, the Wizards, the 76ers, and the Pacers, they're all very close, I believe, separated by a game and a half. But the Wizards have been playing great basketball, surprisingly to us, without John Wall. They're now 10-3 without John Wall. They're averaging 30 assists per game as a team.
It's actually legitimately a thing.
Bradley Beal has stepped up as the leader of the team, not only scoring, but he's averaging 7 assists during this stretch.
All his numbers are up.
And
besides points per game.
We're wondering, you can give us your perspective, what John Wall's thinking, because he's on the sideline with the sunglasses and he's watching his team and they're thriving without him. And we're wondering if you think he'll be able to adapt once he does return to the lineup. I think we all believe that when he comes back to the lineup, they now can afford to bring him back kind of slowly and not with the heavy minutes. Because Satoransky has proven that he's at least a competent NBA point guard. He certainly takes care of the ball. His assist to turnover ratio is really impressive during this stretch. He's not going to score 25 points a game.
Sato's made himself some money because he's proven that he can handle the job.
And he plays really good defense. The analytics show his defense is off the charts. Let's go to the phones. What do you think?
The food is so good.
God, it's very good. And by the way, he was averaging 34.3 minutes before his injury, John Wall. You know what? Maybe the development of Sato scales him back to about 30 minutes a game.
Right.
And you preserve his knee that way going forward.
Yeah, scale him back 8 to 10.
Yep. But I'll tell you, I don't think they're a better team without him.
I don't think so either.
And I think where they really will need John Wall is in crunch time. Even last night, they did win. But you could tell their offense at the end of games with just Bradley Beal as being your kind of primary guy, it just doesn't flow.
He gets ganged up on, too. He gets double-teamed every time he touches the ball, especially late in the game.
They had a turnover, and then they were butt lucky in that possession because the shot clock was running out.
Right.
And credit to Markieff Morris, who, with a pump fake, got somebody to jump out at him. He hit Bradley Beal, had about a second on the shot clock to get the three off, which ultimately won the game for him.
You're right that they're not a better team without him because now in this stretch of 14 games, whatever it is, 13, 14 games, they're playing different teams with different motivations who are on different schedules. When you get to a best of seven, you're playing the same team who can adjust night to night. You're right. They're going to need John Wall. But right now, they are a better team without him.
Well, I mean,
the numbers say it.
Statistics show they're playing better.
But so the question is he deep down happy with this crazy success? I'm going to say no. You'd like to see him have modest success, not this kind of success. And then when he comes back, is he going to adjust his game? That's a question. And then third question is, how are they actually going to do when he comes back? Or are they going to revert back to sort of the old sort of middling around 500 Wizards?
I'm telling you, if they
hopefully
can
he adapts.
Stay in that slot, I really believe if they can stay in that 4-5 slot and the standings stay the same, where Toronto's the one seed, this is their best chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals because they match up well against Toronto. At least they have in the past.
All right, let's go to Dave in D.C. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Dave.
What's up,
Dave? Hey, man, listen. John Wall's already got his max deal. Ever since he's been here, he's improved on everything. I mean, he's a true leader in my eyes. He's not jealous at all. All he's doing is taking notes to see, find out how he can mesh better with his team. If anything, this makes the Wizards, with Satoransky, you know, coming off the bench behind John Wall, makes him a better team because you can trust Satoransky. So what I think is, you know, the Wizards are basically a two-headed monster as far as a fast break game and also a team that can share the ball, and it just makes them better. And I just think he feels better about that if he's not in the game, you got a bench that can keep up, you know what I mean? Keep the points up, not lose a lead, and can play without him, and that also gives him rest as well.
Well, I like what you said, and I hope this turns out to be true, but what you're getting at is that John acclimates, that John adapts.
Exactly.
And if he does that, then they'll be fine.
Exactly. He's a true leader. I think that, I mean, I wouldn't pay attention to those tweets. I think you got a young team who just in the social media era, you can't feed too much into what they're saying on social media. You don't know if they're, you know, laughing at y'all. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Since he's been here, I got faith in the dude. Like I said, when his jump shot was crap, when he couldn't make a layup when he first came, he improved that. He improved his game. He improved his mindset. I mean, all he's done is improve. He can't tell me otherwise.
All right, thank you, Dave. Thank you, appreciate it. All right, so Dave is bullish.
I don't know if his shooting's improved that much. The numbers don't really support that. I actually saw an analytical study that he's in the top 10 worst shooters in the NBA.
Mm.
I feel like he's hit a lot of big shots, though.
He has.
You know, like at critical moments, the guy can hit it. It's crazy. Yeah.
He's averaging a career best from three-point land, .358. That's
not bad.
It's an improvement.
That's not bad.
From where he was when he came in the league.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
He was at .296. Shooting the three as a rookie.
Right. That's improvement.
Yep.
All right, let's go to, let's go to George Anacostia. George, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junkies. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, well, I've got a slightly different take. I think you guys have been focusing kind of on the personal feelings John Wall might be going through, which is natural. But I'm thinking if the guy is professional, I think he's very much a professional.
Right.
He is. He's happy to see the team doing well, and he's learning from what he's seeing out there with the ball passing. You can see how with the old offense, when John was the starting main point guard, the defenses knew where the attack was going to come from and where it was going to start. Now they've got the ball moving all over the floor. The defenses don't know what's going to, you know, hit them and where it's going to hit them from. So the challenge for him, so I think he's generally happy and he's studying that. And the challenge for him will be to come in and fit in and not take away what they've been able to add to their toolkit here during this period of time. And you may remember back when we had Michael Jordan here, you know, it was just everybody stood around and watched Michael Jordan waiting for him to do something, and that didn't work so well. So that's really my two cents of observation on it.
All right, great. Thank you. So that, again, you're touching on him adapting and seeing what's working around him and being a professional and adapting.
And I'm sure Coach Brooks will stress that to him as he's getting ready to come back and as he, you know, rounds into top health and is ready to play again.
So no one thinks John's just going to be sort of stubborn and just go back to doing what he's done for 5 years or whatever and has gotten him the max deal and just feel like, I don't need to change anything. I'm freaking John Wall, five-time All-Star.
But his game may not blend into this style.
I agree.
Like, I see his game, when you watch John Wall, they run a lot more pick and roll, in my opinion, than what you've been seeing the last 13 games without him. And that's because he does it very well. And he gets guys great shots. By the way, it was Bleacher Report that had their top 15 least valuable shooters in the NBA. Dennis Smith Jr., I think, was number one. And there's some surprising ones, like Giannis, I think, was in there. Mm-hmm. But that's just because he's valuable when he's close to the basket.
Right.
John Wall was number 10 least valuable shooters in the NBA.
Let's go to Jeff in Germantown. Jeff, what's up, man? You're on the Junks.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Jeff.
I got a different view on this, more along the lines from a coaching perspective. Can you imagine how long the coach has probably been talking about team defense, passing the ball, movement?
Right.
And, you know, when you're dealing with a superstar like that, they're less apt to change. Now that he's been sitting on the bench and watching the success they've been having, hopefully he'll adapt his game a little bit more and start listening to playing a bit better defense and moving around a bit more.
Well, maybe
some
of that also, though, has just been John being hurt, being banged up, and not being able
to do that. True. Where this reaps the best benefit is in the playoffs, where you really need depth.
Right.
I looked at SI.com. I was kind of shocked yesterday that they had ranked the Wizards at number 5 in the league, which I thought was kind of a bit high. But
mm-hmm. And what was the ranking? Just like a hot team?
You mean power rankings?
Number five in the league.
I thought that was a bit high. Too.
Wow.
Well, I did see that.
Well, they have Rockets 1, Golden State 2, Toronto 3.
Exactly.
And then probably Cleveland 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or Boston.
You know, if they finish with 14 more wins, 14 and 7, they're going to get their 50 wins, which they haven't done. Have they ever?
You're with me. The 50-win plateau is a big deal. Should have got it last year.
So hold on. They go 14 and 7 the rest of the way, they get 50? 14
yep.
and 7. That means they go 24-10 in their last 34.
That would be impressive going into the playoffs.
Most of those, playoffs
is a different season.
Yeah, so. I get it. That's what I was saying. So that means 24 out of 34, most of those without John, if that happens.
Do you think deep down that John is thrilled that they're doing so well?
I don't know. I don't really know his personality, but I think if you're a team leader, you got to be motivated to go out there and listen to the coach and bond with your teammates, not go on, you know, on rants with what's the ball donk's name?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, these guys are coalescing as a team. You need John to get back in there and actually play as a team member and focus on what the coach is telling him to do.
Right.
Hopefully he'll do it.
Do you think is this a blessing for Scotty that these guys are doing it now so everyone can see it?
Oh, yeah.
But
this is coaching. This is your coach's dream. People start seeing the fruits of your labor.
I agree, but now you got to incorporate maybe your most stubborn guy into that. So that becomes
this is where you get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, this is why you're making $7 million a year.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
All right, bro.
It's rare where you got to get your star potentially to buy in, and that's basically what you're saying. We got to get their best player to buy in.
Well, isn't that what Phil Jackson, even though he wasn't the coach, was trying to do with Melo for years? And at some point, it just doesn't work.
Right.
Never forget, their best player.
Phil Jackson is making $50,000 today. Never forget that.
Every day for how long?
I don't know how long it goes.
Probably
but tomorrow he's going to wake up. He's going to make another $50,000 for the Knicks. And then over the weekend, he's going to make $100,000.
Right.
Never forget.
We'll be interesting to see. The Wizards have been playing very good basketball without John Wall. Big win for them last night, but it's back-to-backs. They have Golden State at home tonight. So we will see how they fare. I'll be on
Wizards hang time at 7 with Travis Thomas and I believe DJ Easy Street. Spinning?
I guess scratching? I don't know. Spinning, scratching?
Do people even scratch? I don't think people
I don't know.
They just
scratch. They turntables.
I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Turntables and a microphone?
Well, isn't it pretty much just a laptop?
Yes.
These days.
Yes.
I've seen him. He's got the turntables. He's got the old school.
Yeah.
So that's at 7 o'clock on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up next, we will talk some baseball. Dan Colco covers the Nationals. He's covering spring training. We'll get the latest next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.